Chicago Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for being here. I'm America's Voice. God bless America. Coming to you live from inside the Chicken Ranch. God bless it. It's the Ultra Mega Express Train to Truth. Are you ready to roll? Because I am. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the UFO hearings have begun in Washington, and one member of Congress says America has wreckage from a downed UFO. The truth is going to come out and change everything. Okay. Number two, Twitter's board of directors is panicking because Elon Musk and his cash are getting away unless they can prove how many real users they actually have on the platform. It's a lot to ask, right? And number three, yet another day has come and gone, and President Joe Biden, his band of misfits and thieves, has done not one thing to solve the major problems in this country. Not one. They've made excuses, they've rationalized, and they've dodged questions, but they have not done one thing to help you or your family. That's fact. That was the backdrop for the primaries held around the country yesterday. The biggest headlines coming in from Pennsylvania and North Carolina. We'll start with North Carolina, where we have an outcome. Madison Cawthorn is out. Madison Cawthorn, the youngest member of Congress, has lost his primary bid. The young man elected at 25. Too many scandals to keep rolling through. Madison Cawthorn is out in North Carolina. That is the 11th congressional district in the mountains there. So that's a pretty shocking outcome. Now, in Pennsylvania, the nation had begun to look at Pennsylvania to see how it would play out. All of this with the backdrop of, is Donald Trump still the kingmaker? By the time we got to the Madison Cawthorn race, Donald Trump's record so far this year, 75-1. Now, 75-2. And in the biggest race being watched across the country, it appears that Mehmet Oz is in a dead heat with McCormick. 95% of the vote has been counted. It is 0.2%. Oz has the lead, but will he win? We don't know. Oz has the lead. I do know this, though. John Fetterman, the radical, avowed socialist, a guy who advocates for the abortion of children up to the moment of birth, he is the Democrat candidate in the state of Pennsylvania. A guy who was accused of chasing around a black man in the town that he was mayor of, a small town of 3,600 people, with a shotgun, by the way. Pointed at the young man's chest, so says the young man. Fetterman says that didn't happen. Either way, he says he probably committed crimes. That was a few years ago. It's going to be quite a race there in Pennsylvania. We'll keep an eye on all of that. The problem is that the Democrats, despite all of this, are doing nothing for you. Nothing at all. Joe Biden promised to destroy the American energy industry, and he did it in numerous times. So when you look at what's happening today, and you look at the gas prices at your local station, and you look at the price of, well, everything, electricity is about to skyrocket in America. The price of electricity is about to skyrocket in America. Wait till you try to cool your home this summer. I'm not kidding you. You're going to have a hard time paying your bills. A lot of you. And it was intentional. Joe Biden promised numerous times that he was going to destroy the American energy sector. We should have paid attention. Although it's hard to hear him when he was muttering and he was in the basement in Delaware, but he was saying it. Listen to this.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
No new fracking.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
No one's going to build a coal-fired plant again. And we're going to get rid of the ones we have now.
Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth
even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. He doesn't care. What about seniors? Huh? What about the seniors facing soaring inflation? Warnings now from companies like PG&E. That's Pacific Gas and Electric and other major energy companies saying the cost of electricity is going to soar this summer as well. And for seniors, the soaring inflation is creating major problems, not just with utility bills, not just with terrible energy policy, but all over. Nothing they can do anything about. Listen to this.
We're on limited income. We're retired, of course. We're old. So we don't have that kind of money. So we have to watch.
Food prices rose nearly 9.5% last month compared to April of 2021. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that's the biggest annual hike in 41 years. Breakfast items seeing some of the largest increases.
Milk is high. Eggs are high. Meat is skyrocketing. Even though we don't eat a lot of it, but still everything, veg, everything.
And that's on top of other rising costs like gas and rent.
Gas, rent, fuel, electricity. They don't eat a lot of meat. Good thing. Couldn't afford it on a fixed income, obviously. It is ridiculous what is happening to our country right now at lightning speed. And who's behind it all? That's the real question, isn't it? Who is behind it all? The World Economic Forum? The folks in Davos? Who's pulling the strings here? As Elon Musk aptly pointed out, Joe Biden's not the man in charge. The man in charge is whoever writes what's in the teleprompter for the feeble old fool. Alejandro Mayorkas, the director of Homeland Security, is clearly incompetent too. Or worse, a criminal. A criminal. Allowing the world, not just people from Mexico or South America, allowing the world to run across the border without being checked at all and just running into the United States. Listen. I guess we'll wait for Mr. Mayorkas. Here he is.
We recognize that with the end of Title 42, there very well may be an increased surge in migration, and we have to equip them with the resources and capabilities to address that increase as well.
Uh-huh. They don't have the capabilities. 18,000, 20,000. And the initial surge, we're told, could be north of 100,000 people surging across the border. North of 100, that's just 2 weeks' time from now. While they're shipping people, illegal aliens, all over the country, from God knows where to do God knows what. Yeah. And after the break, we'll get more John Kerry, EV news, climate change nonsense, the stuff that's driving the energy policies that are destroying the economy. That's coming up next here on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, Brad Hoos here, founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.